By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older. But you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune into the Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today. Plus jokes and riddles. All sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenik.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday, the 8th of January, 2016, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, the issue of ethnic diversity in Vancouver theater stages is getting a full airing this Monday at Progress Lab at Because It's 2016, an open forum to discuss representation. We'll talk to one of the people behind the event in about half an hour from now. And coming up next, Frolicking Diva's production of Heathers the Musical opens tonight at the York Theater, and we'll talk to the stars of the show, Christine Quintana and Kamar Hazenda, and I butchered his name, but I'll get it right when he's on the phone. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And we're going to kick things off with some brand new tunes right off the rack, starting off with Swim Team.
Thank you.
Why don't you worry about the future? Well, are you certain of a long life? Do you really find a true love? I'm cutting even with a dull knife.
So that's Reef Shark and a tune called Leaving. Brand new release there on CITR. On the phone right now, we've got Christine Quintana and Kamyar Pazende. Hello.
Hi.
There they are.
How are you doing?
Good. And you guys are playing the leads in Heather's the Musical, which opens tonight at the York Theater. All excited about that?
Very excited.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Okay.
We had a very nice interview, so we're excited.
Now, this is a, yeah, I can tell you're just overwhelmed. this is a new musical, but it's based on a movie that's almost 30 years old. It was, one of Winona Ryder's first movies, if I'm not mistaken, Heathers.
It's, I think, our third movie after Beetlejuice.
Yeah. It was around that time. That's right. Yeah.
So 1988.
So for those of us, I've never seen it. I've you know, it's one of those things that's all this that was on the shelf at the video store, and I thought, oh, that looks interesting, and I never picked it up. So tell me about it.
Well, I mean, it's sort of a cult classic about this high school that's really cutthroat and full of bullies and kind of torturous social situations. That's run by these girls, the Heathers, and they're sort of the hottest, most popular, beautiful, glamorous girls in school. And this kind of geeky outsider, Veronica, that's who I play, gets a chance to be one of the Heathers and feel what it's like to be on top. And then she meets this broody outsider guy named JD, that's Cammy, and she starts to figure out who she really is and who she wants to be.
All right,
Axe murder and
sorry, I cut you off. You said axe murder?
Thief murder, not axe murder.
Okay.
Accidental murder.
Accidental murder.
And then some less accidental murder.
Oh, so it takes a bit of a homicidal turn.
It does. It's a very funny mixture of bright, funny, musical, and just a very energetic way of talking about a very dark subject matter of suicide. But at the very end of the play, it has a very underlining message that you need to be yourself and you need to be understanding of everyone else in order for us to get through life. And that's what it's all about.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And it's a new musical. This is like within the last couple of years, I think, isn't it?
I believe this is the Canada premiere.
Yeah.
I think it is. Yeah. It was a hit off Broadway, by some kind of up and coming composers. They did Legally Blonde and a couple other things.
Yeah.
And it is so great. So fun. Like it takes sort of the best of new musical genre, but also, you know, some sweet 80s beats and everything in there. It's a great score. We're really having fun with it.
Oh, yeah. And lots of great costumes, too, I bet.
Oh, man. Sure. Shoulder pads for days, let me tell you.
Power suits.
And hairspray. It's just when you go in the girls' dressing room, you can't even take a breath. It's just thick with hairspray.
Oh, fantastic. You're under the direction of the great David C. Jones.
That is right. He's decided, because he wants to make it look like Vancouver, he's made sure that 51% of the cast is very diverse in ethnicity. So we have a wide spectrum of races, and it's great. I mean, it's wonderful to give all of these opportunities to different actors. So,
well,
wonderful talent.
Give us some of the names of this wonderful talent. Who are some of the people you're working with?
We have Cynthia Youssef.
Youssef, yeah. Nee Doe and Devin Buswood. Those are our three Heathers. They're amazing.
We have Hal Wesley
Rogers.
Rogers, thank you very much.
And Colin Sheen are the two bullies. Stephanie Davis is Martha Dunstock, who plays my best friend, who's kind of gets the worst of the bullying. And these are a lot of people that are kind of up-and-comers and that maybe audiences haven't seen before, and I think they're just going to blow people away.
Mm-hmm.
I know every day I watch people out there, and I can't believe I get to work with them.
Great. Well, this whole issue of diversity on stage is an issue that we're going to be covering a little bit more in this hour. There's a meeting going on Monday night at Progress Lab that's all about that subject, and we'll be talking about that with Pedro in a few minutes. So
that's right. I'll be there.
Cool.
I'm a Mexican Canadian actress myself, so that's a topic that's close to my heart.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's get some tickets sold. You're opening tonight at the York Theatre.
That's right.
And you've got matinee performances tomorrow and Sunday, and then next weekend as well. But the rest of the time, it starts at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And where
every day but Monday.
Where do people get tickets?
You can go to tickets.theculch.com to buy tickets online, or their number is 604-251-1363.
All right. We'll have a great opening night tonight, and a great run, and I'm going to try to make it there tonight, but if not, I'll see you tomorrow afternoon. We'll make it for the matinee.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, Christine and Cammy, thanks very much. And as I said, have a great show.
Thank you.
Watch for the smoke. Looks like my timber line. did.
Do a pump and dance like your daddy did.
Echoes fade in the silence of the roar. Peel off them cataracts on your sight before. Looks like black timber.
Your dog,
That is Frazee Ford, and that's a great song. Okay, let's take a look now and see what else is going on around town on our local stages. Not a lot happening. Everyone's sort of run down from the festive season and gearing up for the spring. So when we come to auditions, you'll hear there's a lot being prepared for March and April. But if you want to head out and see something on stage, go and see Heathers. We just talked about it. That's on tonight at the York Theater. There's also a closing weekend for Peter and the Starcatcher. That is the, I guess you call it the origin story of Peter Pan. And that's going on at the brand new BMO Theater Center at the Olympic Village. That's the new arts club venue at First and Columbia in the Olympic Village. And that's on at 8 o'clock tonight. And then two shows tomorrow, closing tomorrow night at 8. At the Kulch Historic Theater on Venables and Victoria, Blackbird Theater Company is doing Sheridan's The Rivals. This is a restoration comedy, a comic. No, it's more 18th century than 15th, or no, it was 17th. There you go. Restoration was 17th. The comic masterpiece of Love, Pride, and Other Foibles will shift its timeless tales of mistaken identity and overwrought romance from an 18th century setting to a Downton Abbey era Edwardian England. So plenty of hats, I guess, in this one. The Firehall Arts Center is doing their closing off their holiday show. It's Chelsea Hotel, The Songs of Leonard Cohen. Now, if you want to go, make sure you check ahead of time, because this show has sold out practically its entire run. So there's three shows left tonight, tomorrow, two shows tomorrow, 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock. So please check the Firehall Arts Center before you go in to make sure you can get in. And then, of course, we've got the usual weekend comedy stuff at the Havana, the East Van Comedy Show on Sunday with the Instant Theater Group. And then also on Sunday night at the Fox Cabaret at Main and 7th, it's the Sunday Service with their sketch comedy. On the big screen, the Rio, just one thing going on at the Rio this weekend, a kind of a continuous grind, I guess, yeah, you could call it a grind exhibition in honor of Quentin Tarantino. It's The Hateful Eight, Tarantino's latest epic, and it's showing three times today, 2:45, 6:20, and 10:15, and then three times tomorrow at those same times. And then Sunday will be two shows at 12:30 and 9. No midnight show at the Rio tonight. Show up at 10:15 and watch Hateful Eight instead. And that's it. That's all the stuff we've got on stage for you this weekend. So pick something good and go and see it. And we'll just sit here and keep playing more music right after this.
For over 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved.
Do you like sports? Are you looking for a way to give back to your community?
Right to Play is an international organization that empowers kids through sports.
Here at UBC, our volunteers work to provide equal opportunity for sport to children in the Vancouver area.
We raise money to support Right to Play's global initiatives, because we believe that
when children play, the world wins.
Check us out on our Facebook page and get involved today so that kids can be kids.
Stressed lately? UBC Yoga Club is here to offer you a peace of mind. Come out to any of our 17 weekly classes running 7 days a week, ranging from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a class to accommodate your needs and abilities. Check us out at ubcyogaclub.com.
So what we're listening to right now, this is a group called the New National Film Board, and they won their night at Shindig, and they have earned the right to come back and perform again. Shindig, of course, is CITR's annual showcase of new local bands, and the New National Film Board is one of three groups that will be performing on January 12th, which is Tuesday, at Pat's Pub, Pat's Brew Pub, in... what part of town would we call that? Downtown East Side. Yeah, Hastings and Dunleavy, right around the corner from the Chapel Arts. The nine winners from the first round of Shindig will be competing in the semifinals. It'll be happening for the next 3 weeks. And then the big final night will be happening Friday, February 5th, also at Pat's Pub. So we're just giving you a quick preview of what's happening. New National Film Board is... I wouldn't really call it dance music, but they have a very unique sound, and it's an amazing live performance. So you definitely want to check that out. And then we'll also hear from the Psychic Alliance and Echuta, who is our own music director. Andy is performing on Tuesday night as well. So take a listen, check it out, and then head out to Pat's Pub on Tuesday night for Shindig semifinals.
Silence and distance. breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert. That same minute that God took me in, look at the clock on the wall. 2:17 p.m. Tired, not tired, another bed to lay in. Let's go, clutter head. One more hit time as tired limbs. Heavily guarded, the meaning of mercy approaches forgetfulness. Vengeance or remembrance. Everything that's weak in this body. I walk another street, and I know too well, I know too well, this sequence. My head is spinning, but I'd make it spin. Limbs shake me thin. Hammering hands, I know, stare me down. Intelligent in torment, and idiots in torment. What a wide, wide world to walk around. Knocks on the door, patterings of feet. Little mouse in the house. Little boy, take your knees to the ground. Little girl, don't speak too loud. Three or four chords again. I can't give you anything else. I think I thought myself up too much. I think I thought myself up to too much.
So that's Andy Resto and Echuta, and he'll be performing along with the other groups we heard at Shindig on Tuesday night. Let's shift gears a little bit. We talked a little bit about this on the last interview. Vancouver is probably one of the most ethnically diverse and cosmopolitan cities in the country, but you wouldn't know it by looking at the faces on stage in Vancouver theater. We have a reputation for kind of a white bread kind of representation on our stages. One of the groups that's trying to change that is holding a discussion and meeting on Monday night at Progress Lab. It's called Because It's 2016, an open invitation from the Latino theater community to discuss representation. And here to discuss that is Pedro Chimale on the phone. Hi, Pedro.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. So one of your duties is you're part of a group called Rice and Beans Theater.
Yeah.
Which in itself represents that kind of diversity. Tell us a little bit about Rice and Beans first.
Well, Rice and Beans is kind of the brainchild that happened between myself and my co-artistic director, Derek Chan. We came out of SFU with just a lot of ideas, and we were living together as roommates at the time, and we knew that no one was going to be knocking down our doors to produce our work, so we just decided to do it ourselves and have continued to do so for the last 5 years.
Yeah, and we actually met at the Fringe last fall when you guys were doing a show there.
Yeah, that was the crazy time at the Fringe where we had two shows this year.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, losing our hair over it.
Well, I hope it's growing back.
Oh, Derek's has come back. Mine was gone at the age of 20, so it doesn't matter.
All right, well, we'll leave that topic for another day then. Yeah. So let's talk about what's happening on Monday night. Now this is something that has been leading up to over the past year or so.
Yes, it certainly started, it's been bubbling kind of to the surface here in Vancouver, and one major instance was with the Real Canadian Theatre Group that wrote an open letter to the Jesse's Board about representation on the stage there, about award ceremonies and who gets nominated, who's on their boards. And because of them, this is kind of where our letter came from, because we saw that there is enough of momentum that the minority groups in Vancouver are kind of ready to speak out and speak up for their rights in the city. So we...
And that letter to the Jesse's, that got some pretty positive response from the Jesse board itself, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was great. They addressed the fact that they were already noticing lack of diversity on their boards and have made it their main focus to change up the level of diversity on those boards. So I went to the town hall that they had about it, and it was really affirming to see them addressing this publicly and directly and in a respectful manner. And it was very heartwarming to be there and engage with them on that subject.
Yeah. Now, I noticed on the Facebook page for the event on Monday night, the images are very, very telling, because you've got three, what would you call this? It's not blackface, it's Latino face, I guess, where you've got non-Latino actors playing Latino characters. You've got Jack Black as Nacho Libre and Natalie Wood from West Side Story, and Lou Diamond Phillips as La Bamba. So is that kind of where you're looking at now, where you've got Latino characters who are being played by non-Latino actors?
Yeah, that is kind of what we're talking about. A show that has been cast, and not saying it was done in purposely or out of maliciousness, but Latino parts were cast with non-Latino characters,
right,
or non-Latino people. And so we as a community kind of stood back and went, oh, well, why were, you know, possibly not most of us seen for this, these parts? And so now it's about opening up that dialogue about the invisibility Latinos seem to have in Vancouver, and that we are a community, and it's growing. And I can tell you, as a Latino myself, in the last 5 years, I've started to notice Spanish being spoken on the streets more than ever.
Yeah.
Like 10 years ago when I moved here, I wouldn't have heard a lick of it on the streets very often. And now I walk down Granville and I'm like, oh, there's a whole bunch of couples speaking Spanish. And, oh, this is lovely to see. And there's the festivals that happen every year on Robson, and it's great.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it's something that's been growing gradually, because I can remember back in the 70s when I worked at Co-op Radio, we had groups from Chile and Guatemala who were doing radio shows, and so there, you know, there's always been a Latino community in the city, but I think it's reached a point now where it's really become noticeable and visible and is really crying out to express itself more.
Yeah, certainly. And I mean, those groups in the 70s were certainly, fleeing because they were fighting regimes and were moving out, being displaced because of political upheaval in their countries. And so I guess now it's kind of like this generation of first generation Canadians who have the time and have the freedom, thankfully, because they're in this country, to explore art. And we're noticing that we're not being represented on stage, or represented properly.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit more about specifically what's happening on Monday night. It's happening at Progress Lab, which is at 1422 William, at about 7 o'clock. And I'm just taking a look at the agenda, and some of the topics, there's a little bit of specificity talking about that one particular show that you mentioned, and that was sort of the triggering point. But some of the other topics, I think they're a little more general, and they look like they will provoke some really interesting discussion. So I wanted to ask you specifically about one's called Deconstructing the Idea of the Best Actor for the Role. And that's an issue that I hear sort of on the other side from directors who have said, you know, like, where, you know, there's a balance you've got to play. Like, do you cast ethnicity just because a person has that background, or do you want somebody that's going to be, regardless of what their gender or their, I mean, not their gender, but what their background is, that they're the person that's going to fit the role best?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for me, it's an interesting subject too, because as a creator of theater, I often come against that when we do auditions, and I see that, oh, maybe my cast is turning towards a non-diverse cast. But again, I look at it like, oh, but these are the most talented people for these parts.
Right.
But then I look at it at this aspect too. Like, so it's not like it's that argument between artistic integrity and racial responsibility to the part. And what are you saying by making those choices that aren't, so if you go with the best, sometimes you take away that part that possibly someone in the audience, like a young Pedro, say, was like, oh, there's me on the stage. I see myself represented, and then an opportunity to develop the talent pool deeper because there hasn't been those opportunities in the past because you've gone with the best actor necessarily. And then so you erase that ethnicity on stage and then you don't see yourself reflected there.
Right. And it also opens up the door for other actors who may not think that that particular production is open to them.
Yes, exactly. And it often happens that we're not cast, and I'm talking to all minorities, that we're too ethnic to be cast in a traditionally Caucasian role or white role. And so, but we get these supporting roles, but the white people often do get the supporting roles that can, it's a history of passing that can happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. There was another topic, another point I wanted to bring up, but it really is. I think it's a balance, and I think it's also about just sort of raising people's awareness that there are talented people of all stripes and all colors, and making the opportunities available to them, but also just making sure that everyone feels that they're welcome.
Yeah, and we're totally not saying that don't do Latino plays or don't do plays with Latinos in them. It's more about having the chance to be represented when those parts become available.
Mm-hmm.
Because the pool isn't as big as other minority groups in the city, and we understand that. There are stronger minority groups in the city, but without the opportunities to do that, then it won't grow and it won't get better.
Yeah. And actually, I remember now what I wanted to bring up was mm-hmm. the idea that because there may not be as the talent pool may not be as large, because we have a strong film and TV business in Vancouver that mm-hmm. is mostly catering to U.S. audiences, a lot of that minority talent pool is being drawn into better paying film work.
Mm-hmm.
And they might not be available to do the theater work.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a strong thing to have to decide between that passion of this part that is really going to elevate the representation of a certain ethnicity in Vancouver theater, or take this gig that, you know, is paying you a lot of money so you can survive, right?
Yeah.
Because often there isn't a lot of money in theater, and it's mostly passion projects.
Exactly. You know,
mm-hmm.
Well, I'd love to do this, but I have to pay my rent, you know?
Exactly. So, I did that for a long time too, of just working a regular job. Like, well, I'd love to be on this project, but I have to work 40 hours a week to pay my rent.
Yeah. Well, it sounds, what I'm intrigued by and what I'm encouraged by is this sounds like it's going to be a very positive event, this meeting mm-hmm. on Monday night, that people are coming together from all areas that want to, that recognize that there is a problem and want to solve it and not just sort of create animosity and antagonism. So congratulations on creating that kind of atmosphere. That's okay. You still there? He's gone. He disappeared. All right. Well,
nope.
There you are.
Not there. I'm back.
Okay. Stepped into a dead zone, eh?
Yeah.
All right. So once again, it's at Progress Lab, 1422 William Street. Things start about 7 o'clock.
Yeah. And we're looking to get things live streamed as well. So keep looking on the Facebook page for a link to the live stream.
All right. Great. Make sure I get I'll keep an eye out for it. And I will post that on the Dave Radio Facebook page too.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thanks for taking the time, Pedro.
Yeah. You too, Dave. Thanks.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Let's get back to music. This is a great local group. This is Caracas.
swim. End up on a dream.
Stay fine until I break the mold.
Can't fake it, all I see is love.
When the room for doubt or at the void,
self-drive is power in the sky.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, a featuring of auditions, calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions in and around Metro Vancouver. And in keeping with the idea of diversity, it is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for all roles. You never know what they're looking for. Solid Rock United Nation, this is a Christian theater company, and they are doing their first play in Canada this coming summer. It's a play about the breakdown of human relationships and the concept of spirituality, and you can find them at solid-rock-united.com. Opera Mariposa and the Mariposa Theater Wing is doing Masterclass by Terrence McNally, and that's happening in February. It's happening very soon, but they're still... they need their accompanist. So if you are able to play the piano at a conservatory grade 9 level or greater, and you have some collaborative piano experience, they would like to hear from you. Now, during the show, the character will need to play three opera arias in whole or in part, but they're looking more for strength at the keyboard. There will be some acting involved, but if you're not a strong actor, don't worry about that so much as if you got the piano chops. So more information, contact operamariposa@gmail.com. Dream of Passion Productions and Excavation Theatre doing Ithaca by Andrea Stolowitz, and that's the Canadian premiere of this play. It'll be at the Havana in May, and their auditions are this month, looking for four actors, two women and two men. Leaping Thespians, really good friends of the show. They're doing a show by Karen White called Belonging and Beloved, and that'll be happening in April at Studio 1398 on Granville Island. The auditions are tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Village Daycare in Burnaby, and they're looking for three women of any age or more, so contact Karen White at leapingthespians@hotmail.com for more information on that. North Shore Light Opera Society doing Franz Lehár's Merry Widow in May, and their auditions are on Sunday at Sutherland Church in North Van. Opera Opulenza is also doing opera. They're doing Offenbach's Le Comte de Hoffmann, The Tales of Hoffmann. And that's happening mid to late 2016. Their auditions are on Sunday, and they're looking for men, males for principal and compra primario roles, and all voices for the chorus. And you can contact operaopulenza@gmail.com. Theater Terrific, doing Mutti Hat Nicht Gestagestagestag. Okay, I butchered that one, but you can find out more information by looking up Theater Terrific. They're doing workshops in February, and the full production will be happening next year, spring of 2017. It's a brand new production. Their auditions are on Monday at the Green Thumb Studios up by Kingsway and Rupert, I think is where it is, in the Collingwood District. The audition is run as a group theater ensemble structure using the ritual process of enter, enact, and exit. What we are looking for are artists who can work with an inclusive casting or committed, willing to collaborate with those who may be different, adventurous, generous, and open to unique methods of theater creation. And contact the terrific Lois Dawson, GM@theaterterrific.ca. The Broadway Chorus is doing We're Doomed by Ashley Lambert Maberly, and that is happening in June. The auditions are January 12th at 7 o'clock at 1550 West 33rd Avenue. They're looking for enthusiastic singers, especially men, and some sopranos. So contact Ashley at oldadmin.ubc.ca to get involved with that. Theater Deep Cove Sage Society, doing Alan Aikborn's Relatively Speaking, directed by our good friend Dale Kelly, and that's happening in April. His auditions are on Tuesday at 7 o'clock at the Deep Cove Theater in Deep Cove, and he's looking for two men and two women, and that will be the entry for Theater BC, so you want to be available to also do the show in May and possibly even in July if you make it to main stage. Another Theatre BC entry is Life Without Instruction by Emerald Pig Society in Maple Ridge. Their auditions are happening next week, January 16, 17, and then again on the 24th. And that's at the Maple Ridge Leisure Center. So emeraldpig.ca is where you get more information on that. Bright Young Theatre doing Crimes of the Heart by Beth Henley, and that is happening in March and April. And their auditions are on the 17th, next weekend, at BC Binning Studios right here on the UBC campus. They're casting two male roles, anywhere between 20 and 35, any ethnicity, but you must be comfortable doing a U.S. Southern accent. brightyoungtheater@gmail.com is their email address. And back here on campus, it's the Brave New Playwrights 2016. This is a great, great thing to get involved with. I've done it once, and I loved it, and I encourage anyone who wants to be involved to head out there. They're looking for all kinds of actors of all ages and ranges and ethnicities and body types and sizes and the whole works. Just go out and read for something. There's definitely going to be something for you there. The scripts are all written by students at the Creative Writing Program, and they're picking directors from all around the Vancouver theater community. So you get a chance to work with some new writers and some seasoned directors and all kinds of great stuff. So that's happening in March. The auditions are next weekend, the 17th and 18th. If you want more information, contact bravenewplaywrights@gmail.com or look up bravenew.ca. And let's see, that the auditions will be at the Playwrights Theatre Center in Chinatown. Metro Theatre, another Alan Aikborn play. This is called Comic Potential. It's happening in March. And that is at Metro Theater, and we're running out of time. That's it. I've got way too much to talk about, but go to vancouverpubliclibrary.ca, vpl.ca, or Vancouver Actors Guide if you want to find out more information about that. And all the other stuff that I had planned to do for you, we're just going to have to wait till next week, because it's time to say goodbye. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Our shout out this week goes to Roy Batty, who a replicant designated N6MAA10816, rolled off the assembly line at the Terrell Corporation today. Welcome to the world, Roy.
Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion.
Yes, Roy. There you go. There's basketball tomorrow night. Thunderbirds versus Trinity Western Women at 5:07, streaming live on CITR.ca. And remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Stick around. Erica and Eleanor are chopping at the bit, waiting to get on the air with Femme Concept. And don't forget, someone will be here at 3:30 to fill in for Napkin Boy on Nardwuar the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
Station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.